Blog Talk Radio.
We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle like this, y'all's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle like this, y'all's weapons of war. Before you go to battle, you should know what you're up against. When y'all sends his army on a mission, it ain't no defense. Have the latest weapons up, go and learn Kung Fu, or you can read the Art of War written by Sun Tzu. You gon' need all of the above when we come through. When y'all sends the order out, where you gon' run to? Sword drawn off with your head like a guillotine. You read what we did to the Canaanites and Philistines, trembling in fear on their faces when we hit the scene. Giving the command, so we wiping out everything. When y'all puts our enemies under our hand, just like back in the land, put them under the ban. Man, woman, a child, let none of them stand. To the last detail, we executing the plan. Whether Joshua and Jericho, David and Goliath, see it's already written in the end, we triumph. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you wanna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle like this, y'all's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, y'all's weapons of war. Don't get it twisted, I can't join your army, I'm a soldier for y'all, and I'm already enlisted. Fully committed, put my life on the line. We recruiting more brothers, told I y'all, if you're with it. When the children of Zion get to roaring like a lion, we'll clash with a titan, fallen angel or giant. We ain't frightened, so we fighting in the day until the night. When we see our enemies, then it's stone on sight. You can call on Jesus, he ain't coming to the rescue. He gon' be behind, so how he gon' help you? All I done left you, now you on your own, and you get the same portion of reward for the wrong. This is more than a stone, it's already written, Jeremiah 51. If you thinking that I'm tripping, knowing how to kill your enemy is key for survival. You should have a bow and arrow, slingshot, or a rifle in y'all. I trust, and this is the truth here. If you a coward, then you have no use here. Set apart spirit, got me feeling like Samson when the army go marching out. This is the answer. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, y'all's weapons of war. We can't be defeated, let them know from the door. We won a lot of battles, but there's more in store. If you're gonna be a soldier, know what you're fighting for. We the battle axis, y'all's weapons of war.
Shalom, Yisrael. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Prayfully, y'all can hear me. On my end, I still hear a little static, but when I listened last week to last week's lesson, I noticed that there was some space in between. But now the static stopped, so I don't know if y'all can hear me or I don't hear the static. Toda Aki, Toda, Toda. But Shabbat Shalom. Again, I'm your brother Ariel here once again. Kol Elohim bringing you Iblis Culture from Baltimore, Maryland. That's Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. One more segue into Kanik Nefesh et Kanik Nefesh. Trained mind. A trained mind. We're going to get into some interesting, continue to pick up where we left off at the desertion of the daughters of Sarah. You know, last week we left off at Exodus 4 and talking about Moshe and his wife is Zipporah. But again, matter of fact, before I get into all that, let me stand and pray and give the open benediction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door for us and allowing all those who come in to be blessed, Father, for there's a blessing within this day. Thank you for that, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, Iman, Naomi, Father, Rabbi, Father, anybody who I can't remember or speak their name right now, Father, you know, you look into my mind and spirit, and you also can look into the world, Father, and see who all those who need you, Father, to them, Father, as your word said, you will be whatever they need for you, Father, no matter what it is, Father, even if it's a word for someone who may be on the ledge right now, Father, give them your word, Father, so you can pull them back in, Father. Send someone some help to them, Father. Speak to somebody's spirit, Father, so they can help another brother or sister, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all your Marines, Father, those who have to toil in your word, Father, that you continue to bless them, Father, to continue to give them a warrior's mindset, Father, so when those unclean spirits come towards them, Father, they'd be able to beat them down, Father. They'd be able to defend themselves, Father, first and foremost, Father, with your sword, your word, Father, and your ruach, your spirit. As of all your children of Israel, Father, give them the warrior's mindset so they can also to defend themselves when that adversary, the opponent, come, Father, because we know he always comes. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments to pleasure in us. Love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. And as always, talking to Abba Yah and always asking why. You know, I don't know. I'm like that little kid who, why? As we all should be when it comes to Abba. We all should be those little kids asking why. What am I learning out of this? What am I getting out of this? Why this happened, you know? Hey, and sometimes you may not get an answer, so don't always expect an answer. So sometimes it's just because, as mommy and daddy used to say, well, why I got to do that? Just because I said so. Prayfully, we all have the sense enough, the acceptance enough to just accept that, knowing that whatever Abba's will is, that it's good enough for us. And that's not something that we can just pick up and, all right, we're going to walk with that baton and that's a part of our life. No, it doesn't happen like that. It don't. So that's why we go through what we go through, because he's constantly building Israel. He's constantly shaping and molding us into his likeness, into his image. And we are far off. We are far off from his likeness and his image. Me and the brother got a chance to talk, me and Brother D. Well, and also get a chance to talk to a lot of my brothers now that I'm down in the hospital. But we was talking about how we don't realize how connected we are to this world. We don't realize how we say we set apart, we say we holy, but we are truly connected to this world. Yeah, because we born in it, first and foremost, right? We born a part of this world system, and we're slowly coming out of her, as the scripture says, come out of her, my people, in Revelation, I believe, 18:4. So we take not part of her destruction. So we slowly coming out of it. Hopefully we are. Hopefully that we are hearing the lessons that Yahweh has given his Moraes, reading his word that has been there for thousands of years, and we taking that and we are applying it to our lives, and we're not just applying it, we using it. We're bringing it back to mind. You know, so when certain situations come up, we're able to stand on the word. And that's it in a nutshell. So at the end of the day, we can stand on what we have read, what we believe, what we have experienced in Abba's word. So but some of us, we got to keep going through over and over and over again. And why have we got to train our mind, though? Anybody ask that question? Why are we into training? Why we have to do that? And why Abba to be the one to train our minds? Why we got to go through that? You know, why we kids can't take what we have and apply it to Yahweh's way of life? Woo! Woo! We all know the answer to that question. If you don't, then you're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself on who you are as a person. And forgive me once again, Yisrael, because I wish I was out there with the brothers and sisters, but them 12 hours each day this week wore me out, family. And all I wanted to do was get home and lay in the bed, but I would rather be out there with my family at the Clapperton, celebrating the Shabbat with the family. But y'all willing, I will be out there. I will be out there. And it's not going to be long because y'all ain't fellowshipping a long time, and y'all want to be able to fellowship and enjoy the festivities of the Shabbat as a mishpachah. So it's not going to be long, but I do want to start off with that thought of why, and why we need to train our minds, and why Abba have us on the route that he has us on. And I wanted to give a story that I saw a couple of weeks ago about belief, about truly believing Yahweh's word and what he says, truly standing on it, being able, you have to put to activate that word. And this was a testimony that I heard, and the testimony was a beautiful testimony, brought tears to my eyes, that several people gave testimonies. And it was a sister, I don't know if she was out of North Carolina. I believe it was North Carolina. She was giving a testimony. And she said that she was laying there, and she heard a voice, "Everything going to be all right. She is going to be all right." And she, like, she didn't pay it no mind. Who's going to be all right? But all she heard was, "She is going to be all right." And so she said she heard a thunder, a lightning, and it was the loudest lightning she ever heard. And they lived like 10 minutes walking distance from the high school that her daughter go to. And she said, "What was that?" It woke her up, matter of fact. And she looked at the clock, noticed that it was going on maybe 3:30, 20 minutes behind that her daughter should have been home. So she get up, and she running, and me walking to the school, not thinking nothing. And there was her daughter got struck by lightning. Lightning hit her in the head. Flush. Hit her in the head, flush. Her hair burns on her hair all the way down to her feet. I mean, not like all over, but burns from the top to the bottom. And she was out. She was gone. Ambulance lady started doing CPR on her daughter. She says she was hysterical. She just started praying and praying and praying, and no pulse, no nothing, and somebody in the crowd, "She's gone. She's gone." And all the lady kept saying, "He said it was going to be all right. He said it's going to be all right. She's going to make it." And kept doing CPR. No prevail. They come to Ameland. They brought the defibrillators. They put that on them. Boom, boom, boom. Got a pulse. Rushed it to the hospital. Got it to the hospital. Doctor came out to her. She's breathing. Not on her own, though. We have her on life support. And there's nothing else we could do. And she was like, do you want to notify the family? Doctor, do you want to notify the family? Do you want to and start making arrangements? And all the lady kept saying is, he says she's going to be all right. He says she's going to be all right. Be all right. And his promises, his word promises that she is going to be all right. That's all she kept saying. A sister. So after a while, the doctors, they hopped to her. Then they had a clergy come in with her, and the clergy was praying with her. And after a while, a social worker will come out, and, you know, if you ever worked in a hospital in that field, social worker came out, and the social worker is convincing her, even if she's going to be all right, she will be in she will be in, like, a comatose state. Sister Dion, she might know the name of that, or if you know, you might know that name, too, like a vegetable state. If she do anything, she will be in a vegetable state for her life. So the woman just kept persisting. He said she's going to be all right. And by weeks passing, they want to pull the plug, and no change. She's still praying. She's still believing. He said she was going to be all right. So they end up moving her to Atlanta because there's a better hospital down in Atlanta. And the young lady came back through. But because they believed that she wasn't going to make it, and she's laying there in comatose, that she lost all mobility in her legs, right? She really couldn't move. They wasn't taking care of her because in their mind, she's going to die. The lady, young girl, was going to die. So just long story short, on Zoom, and everybody, you could see everybody in tears, right? Because you listened to the story, everybody was in tears on Zoom, and everybody wanted to know at the end, well, how is she? How is she? You know, you could see the other group of people was giving their testimony. How is she? And the lady stepped to the side and said she could tell you herself, the young girl walking, talking. And when I tell you, it brought chills to me because hey, hear that voice. The lady never gave up promises of Yahweh. And she was a believer in the Israelites. He said that she's going to be all right. Lady walking, looked like nothing ever happened to her. Didn't ever happen to her. But society and the world will give up the power of Yahweh. Give you a word. And if you believe in his word, hold on to it. Oh, so what the outcome or what the world sees or what someone else who has some degrees behind their name could give and taker of life. He is the giver and taker of life. Just hold on, Israel. Hold on. Hold on and believe in Yahweh's promises. And believe in his promises. And I hope that helped my brother and my sister. Yahweh, believe in his promises. Believe, regardless. Do not let go. Because he is the giver and taker. He is. No one has the final say but him. But him. So we just wanted to get that out of the way and encourage the family. Because, hey, we're going to wiggle. Perilous times are coming, family. They all, matter of fact, they're here. Perilous times are here. And if you easily triggered by the stuff that goes on in this world, hallelujah, get that spiritual leg lifting up. Get that spiritual leg lifting up. Get ask Abba and pray to help you to change my triggers. Change how I'm easily pushed from left to right. Every wind and doctrine. And then about doctrines, but every little thing that gets under our skin and we somewhat, quote unquote, lose our religion just like that. If we are able to lose our religion just like that, I'm going to tell you something. You never had it. You never had it. Or you're pretending to have it. Because our faith should take us a long way before we even give up. It got to be a lot before we give up. We have some examples here in this congregation, Beth Yahweh, where Yahweh has took a lot of us up off the ground, literally, in tears, when life hit us. He brought us up off the ground so we could look around in this little congregation right here and say, Yahweh did it. Yahweh did that. The only way that brother is walking, that's because Yahweh, the only way they stand within the bosom of Abba is because he won't let them go. Trust and believe. Sometimes we try to let go. We try to escape, but Yahweh won't let us go. Yahushua said, all that you give me, I will not lose one of the outcome in our life, regardless of the pain and the hurt. It ain't us holding on. The picture of the sand, the footprints in the sand, is not two sets, it's one. It's not us walking. It's Yahushua carrying us. It's him who's holding on to us. He said, if the 99 is good over here and one walked away, he ain't going to let you go if you belong to him. Regardless of what's going on in your life, he will not let you go. He's going to run after you. He's going to get you back. He is the good shepherd. We just have to hold on and believe that. But let me open up, because I told you we're going to get into this word. And we go on to 1 Corinthians 2:19, 2:9, 9 through 16. I'm going to try to talk too long. Get into Abba's word. And I'm going to read this as best as possible. I'm reading out of the TS 2009 scriptures. I don't know why, but it just was here when I opened up the app. But as it has been written, I have not seen, not heard, nor have entered into the heart of man what Elohim has prepared for those who love him. But Elohim has revealed us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all matters in the depths of Elohim. For who among men knows the thought of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? Excuse me. So also the thoughts of Elohim no one has known except this Elohim. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from Elohim in order to know what Elohim has favorably given us, which we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the set-apart spirit teaches, comparing spiritual matters with spiritual matters. Amen. But the natural man does not receive the matters of the spirit of Elohim, for they are foolishness to him, and he is unable to know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually discerns indeed all matters, but he himself is discerned by no one. For who has known the mind of Yahweh. Who shall instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that thing. I love this part, right? All of it, right? Because it goes back and forth, and it just separates you from the world. Because the world. Their thoughts, the family. I keep saying I'm not going to talk, but Yahweh, he just talks to me. The world is angry right now. The world, the people in the world, they are very angry. Very angry. They are very upset and don't even know why they upset. They have opinions about everything. They have emotions and feelings about everything. And as one who has the discernment or has the mind of Mashiach, we ought to be able to check our emotions, check our feelings, and discern. As the brother said last week, what I thought was so beautiful and helped me this week, I was able to glean from his lesson for things in my life this week. Why am I feeling like this? And what's the facts behind these emotions or these feelings? Looking at the facts and what's the circumstances, why did I allow myself to get like that? Right? And that's the thing right there. To really be able to govern our spirit. To be able to govern our spirit. That's why we train it. So we can govern this spirit, because we all have the spirit of man. We just also have the set-apart spirit that war against one another. And sometimes the spirit of man wins. Or we beat it down with the set-apart spirit, stronger in ruling this flesh. Which is not an easy task. Oh, which not? We're going to read something tonight, which is, and it is, if you use your imagination when we get there, I can picture everybody sitting around as the brother talking with his mouth, with their mouths wide open. Because if that's how my mouth was. It was wide open. You know, I was reading in my mind when I was reading it. But my mouth was wide open because I was a part of talking about. I was not excluded from what the brother was talking about. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Let's go to where we finished off last week and they thought about that. And this is where sometimes as men, we don't make the right decisions, and that help me can save our lives. That help me with Abba Yahba, we read last week that he made Kawa Eve to be a helpmate to Adam. And as Exodus 4, starting at 18, going down to 27. And to give the backdrop to this, is this is when Yahweh first called Moshe. But just before that, you know, Moshe picked a wife, Zipporah, which wasn't an Israelite, but she was a believer in Yahweh, and she followed her husband. She believed in what he was doing, and she believed in the mighty one that he believed in. And she became Moshe's savior. We're going to read what she did. We read it before. But to give the backdrop, Moshe was reluctant to go do what Abba asked him to do. So the story, this is when Abba called Moshe, go to the land of Egypt to free his people, to tell Pharaoh something. And the first thing Moshe did was make excuses why he cannot do. He was fed up with him. He was a little frustrated with him. Look, look, don't you, ain't you, can't your brother talk? Giving excuses. Hey, I stutter. I don't have fluent speech. We realize and look through the word, Abba ain't looking for none of that. He's not. He's just looking for someone who is willing to get in throughout the way how it flows. He talks to you. Because he wasn't looking for Moshe to be this great orator or this great speaker. No, Moshe, you don't think I know you stutter? He had to say, who made the mouth? Who made the tongue? Who made all the things that need to come together for words to come out your mouth? That Moshe? Moshe was reluctant. He made excuses on doing what he should have been doing, from to do something. Then Moshe went, returned to Yethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Mitzrayim to see whether they are still alive. And Yethro said to Moshe, go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moshe in Midian, go, return to Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead who sought your life. So Moshe took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Mitzrayim, and Moshe took a rod of Elohim in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moshe, as you go back to Mitzrayim, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your land, in your hand. But I am going to strengthen his heart so that he does not let the people go. And you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says Yahweh, is my son, my firstborn. I say to you, let my son go to serve me. Refuse to let him go. See, I am killing your son, your firstborn. And it came to be on the way in the lodging place that Yahweh met him and sought to kill him. Hold up, something changed. He was just talking to him, but something Moshe didn't do. Something Yahweh called him, but sought to kill Moshe. 25. And Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son. You are indeed bridegroom of blood to me. So he let him go. Then she said, you are a bridegroom of blood because of the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aharon, go to meet Moshe in the wilderness. And he went and met him on the mountain of Elohim and kissed him. We read it as if it's just happening. It's a lot of intricate details that went on in that. All of a sudden, why didn't Moshe circumcise his son? But again, as we talked about last week, his helpmate saw that Abba was going to kill him and intervened and interceded on behalf of Moshe, circumcised her son because Abba was going to kill him. And that's what the discernment, that comes from that Isha, that wife, can bring to that man. She can see where he's reluctant to do things, push him towards what he's supposed to be doing, not make him into what she want him to be. About that too. A lot of times, just like women are using their wiles to make men into what they want them to be. Men that are believers. Men that are believers. led by their wives. Shouldn't be. Men should not be led by their wives in trying to serve Yahweh. This incident right here, this incident is a total different thing. She saved his life. The mission that Yahweh had put on him. At that moment, she was a lifesaver to him. She wasn't the one who was supposed to be leading him to be a believer. A lot of being led by the women, especially in the Christian faith. Need a man to stand in the gap. But I tell you, we're going to read some things today. And it left me, my mouth wide open. I'm like, wow, I'm a part of that too. Ooh. Yeah, okay, I understand. I get it. Before we get into that, I tell y'all it ain't going to be that long. Ephesians 5:2. We just want to get a thought that Abba brought. Ephesians 5, starting at verse 22. And we done read this many a time. Many people have ran to this. But one thought that I want to start off with before we get into it. The male chauvinist thing. You know how what the toxic masculinity, that thing that's going out right now in the world, the male chauvinistic, you know, all that stuff about males, right? And how the women oppressed because of the males. We're going to read something. We're going to bring something to light tonight. That we all know. Really ponder on it. How Abba want us to ponder on it, and how we gonna ponder on it tonight. Why? Subject yourselves to your own husband, the master, because the husband is the wife. Also, fire is head of the assembly, as he is savior of the body. But also, the assembly is subject to the Messiah. So also let the wives be to their own husband in every respect. Husbands, love your wives. Fire also did love the assembly and gave himself for it, order to set it apart, cleansed with the washing of water by the word, in order to present it to himself a splendid assembly, not having spot or wrinkle, or any of this sort, but that it might be in this way, husbands are to love their own wives as their bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but feeds and cherishes. So the Messiah does the assembly, because we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. The two shall become one flesh. This secret is great, but certainly Mashiach assembly. However, you two, let each one love his own wife as himself, let the wife that she fears her husband. We didn't read that a many a times. But the toxic masculinity, the male chauvinist. Now, take my glasses off and rest on this one. But we're going to talk about this for a second. Do we truly understand what Yahushua is asking of the husband? Do we truly understand that? So for the wives at this point, or to the women who have this toxic masculinity in mind, He really want the husband to die for the wife. You know all he asks of you, wife? Respect the man. Now, how fair is that? If we just talking, how fair is that? All you got to do is show this man respect in every way. But in every way, man has to die for you. Even trade off, especially now in this world where we live in, with toxic masculinity and male chauvinistic. Time in the scripture, he ever asked a woman die for a man one time to die for you. I'm going to tell you how embedded it is in a man for him to die for a woman. And this is something that the brothers would know, and even the sisters. When I was growing up, as a young man, my uncles took me, well, when you go out with that young woman, don't let her walk on the curb. You walk by the curb. Why? So if anything comes, you can get her out of the way and you get hit. Why did we teach our sons that? Talking about a faith or religion or anything, we teach our sons that. Put her on the inside of the curb. I do that now. Me and my wife walking down the curb. Get on this side. You know you don't belong on that side. It's like an unwritten law. Die for a woman. Written, it is a law. But even in the secular world, it's an unwritten law for a man to die for a woman. Why did Abba got to tell us that? Why is it in society that is taught to the boys? 70%, at least 70%, religious or non-religious, step in front of a bullet for their wife, will move out of the way, put her, if somebody came in there, put his wife behind him. He could be religious or a man of faith or non-religious if it's in his psyche to do that. But Hillel is trying to reverse that thought. He's trying to say, nah, that's too male. That's for a man to do that, for a man to protect you like that. That's toxic. That. Oh. And the foolish thinking of a woman, nah, you don't jump in front of that bullet for me. Let me do it. Go right ahead. To do that. To step in front of the woman if danger is coming. To step in front of that. Even without Abba telling, most men will step in front of that bullet to protect his wife. Why is it that Abba only asks of the woman to just respect her husband in every way? Why is that? And why is that so hard for a woman to respect her husband in every way, but expect her husband to take that bullet for her at the same time? Why is that? If we go back to the garden, we tell you where it comes from. Eve was the first one who wanted the pride of life. Eve was the first one who wanted the lust of the flesh. And I can't remember the third one. I always kind of forget the third one. It was her who was first. Wanted the pride of life. It was her role. But the Bible doesn't tell us how long it took for her to convince Adam to eat. If it just happened, we don't know how long it took for her to convince Adam to eat. We know that every man wants to please his wife and don't want her upset with him. So eventually, if she continued to nag, if she continued to walk around him, not smiling, not speaking to him, and having an attitude, he's going to give in. He's going to give in. That Albert gave me when I was reading that. think of Samson and Delilah. You don't love me. You don't tell. You won't tell me the secret. She continued to nag that man. Love up in her face, in his face, over and over and over again. Broke. Secret. How long, Adam? See that Abba? Nope. Mm-mm. Abba told me no, eat it. Come on, let's eat it. Adam, you don't love me. Adam, no, come on, Adam. No, come on, eat it. You know what? He said, we're going to have the pride of life. We're going to have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. We're going to have all that. He said, we're going to be like God, Adam. You don't see that? He said not to eat it. I ain't gonna eat it. Come on, every day. We don't know. But we do have examples in the scripture. Man got wore down, nagging. We know men want to please their wives. We know it. You know, we suckers. We suckers. We don't want you walking around not speaking, mad. And we sure don't want you withholding the flower from us. Can't handle that. Withhold the flower. Step above that. She's making you into the believer that she wants to be. She wants you to be. Not into the believer that I want you to be. Believer that she wants you to be. We're going to read that. My mouth. Bang me right in my mouth. Step on, as what the old said, what everybody used to say, stepped on my toes. Huh? What woman? He never asked you to die for that man. He said, that man, you treat that woman as the Messiah treat the church. You lay down your life for her. All he asked was that woman was to respect that man. Respect them. But when we read this, women, and if the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. But if the shoe fit, you put it on, you try it on, you see it, and say, oh, I might have to take this one off afterward. I might have to start rethinking some things. You understand? I might have to start rethinking some things on how. Am I leading my husband? Or is Yahweh leading my husband? And us men, we got to realize, is our wives leading us, or is it Yahweh leading us? Let's go to First Ezra. It's in the Apocrypha. So we got to lead this one. We got to lead this, and we got to go into our... If you have the East Ward on your scriptures, you can go into the WEBA, which has First Ezra on it. And we're going to read chapters, just chapters 3 and 4, not even all 3 and 4. Now, and listen to where we are in this. Know where we are. This is when children of Israel is about to go back home. About to come out of slavery. About to come out of captivity. Now King Darius made a great feast to all his subjects, all that were born in his house, and to all the princes of Media and Persia, and to all the local governors and captains and governors that were under him, from India to Ethiopia in the 120th and 7th province. And when they had eaten and drunken and being satisfied, were gone home, then Darius the king went into his bedchamber and slept and awoken out of his sleep. Then the three young men of the bodyguard that kept the king's person spoke one to another, let every one of us say one thing which shall be strongest, and he who sent him shall seem wiser than the others, to him shall Darius the king give great gift and great honor and token of victory, as to be clothed in purple, to drink in gold, and to feed upon gold and a charger with bridle of gold, and a head attire of fine linen, and a chain about his neck. And he shall sit next to Darius because of his wisdom, and shall be called Darius his cousin. And then they wrote every one of his sentence and set to the seal and laid the writings under the king Darius' pillow, of his pillow, and said, when the king is risen, some shall give him whose side the king and the three princes of Persia shall judge that his sentence is the wisest. To him shall the victor be given, as it is written. The first wrote, wine is the strongest. Second wrote, the king is the strongest. The third wrote, women, above all things, truth bears away the victory. Now, when the king was risen up, they took the writings and gave it to him, and so he read it. And sending forth, he called all the princes of Persia and of Media, and the local governors, and the captains, and the governors, and the chief officers, and set him down in the royal seat of judgment. And the writing was read before him. And he said, call the young men, shall explain their own sentences. So they were called and came in, and they said to them, declare your mind concerning these you have written. Then began the first who had spoken of the strength of wine. And he said thus, O sir, how exceedingly strong is wine, causes all men to err that drink it, makes the mind of the king and of the father of this child to be all one, of the bondman, of the freeman, and of the poor man and of the rich man. It turns also every thought into jollity and mirth, so that a man remembers neither sorrow nor death, and it makes every heart rich, so that a man remembers neither king nor local governor, and it makes to speak all things by talent. And when they are in the cup, they forget their love both to friends, and a little after draw their sword. But when they awake from their wine, they remember not what they have done. O sirs, is not wine the strongest, seeing that it to do thus? And when he had spoken, he held his peace. I remember that. I remember my Aunt Jenny. Every time we had something over my grandmother's house and she was there and they drank it, Aunt Jenny fighting afterwards. It never failed. Every time Jenny fighting. So he might got a point about wine. He might. Then the second that had spoken of the strength of the king began to say, O sir, do not men excel in strength, that bear rule over the sea and land and all things in them? But yet is the king stronger, is their lord, and has dominion over them, and in whatever he commands them, they obey him. Bid them make war one against the other, they do it. And if he send them out against the enemy, they go and overcome mountains, walls and towers. They kill and are slain, transgress not the king's commandment. If they get the victory, they bring the king as well the plunder likewise. For those that are no soldiers and have not to do with war, but use husbandry, when they have reaped again that which they have sown, they bring it to the king and compel one another to pay tribute to the king. And he is but one man. If he command to kill, they kill. If he command to spare, they spare. If he command to strike, they strike. If he command to make docile, they make docile. If he command to build, they build. If he command to cut down, they cut down. If he command to plant, they plant. So all his people, his armies, obey him. Furthermore, when he lies down, he eats, he drinks, and takes his rest. And these keep watch around him, about him. Neither may anyone depart and do his own business, neither disobey they him in anything. O sir, how should not the king be stronger, seeing that he is obeyed and he held his peace? Then the third, who has spoken of women and of truth, this was Zerubbabel, began to speak. Now, you know, Abba, we can all, Abba wants to bring a point about why he had to put Zerubbabel. Now, he ain't mentioned the other two names, but he specifically mentioned who this brother is who is going to bring about this thought. Third, great are many, and wine is strong. Who is then that rules them or has the lordship over them? Are they not women? Women have borne the king, excuse me, and all the peoples that bear rule by sea and land. Them came they. They nourished them up, planted the vineyards from whence the wine comes. These also make garments for men. These bring glory to men. Without women, men be. Hey, the women may have, they got a point with that one. What was that women's rights movement going on? They probably in the audience chanting, hey, you right, man. Y'all ain't doing nothing without us. Y'all came through us. If men have gathered together gold and silver and any other goodly thing, and see a woman which is comely in beauty. I'm sorry, family. I'm sorry. I'm reading this because I've been on that side of the fence. Man. Side of the fence. All those things go after her. And even with open mouth speak their eyes fast on her and have all more desire to her to the gold or silver or any godly thing, what a goodly thing. What a man leaves his own father that brought him up and his own country and cleaves to his wife. And with his wife he ends his days and remembers neither father nor mother, nor country. By this also you must know that women have dominion over you. Do you not labor and toil and give, bring all to the woman? Yes. You can put yourself there. You can see all the men mouths like. Yes. A man takes his sword and goes forth to make outroad and to rob and to steal and to sail upon the seas and upon rivers, and looks upon a lion and walks in darkness. And when he has been robbed, he brings it to his love. Wherefore, a man loves his wife better than father or mother. Yes, many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become bondmen to their sake. When I was reading this, right, I was like, oh, wow, how are you slick. And we talking about the women, but you know who they're really talking about, really pointing to? To the men. To the men. This really is to the men. because he's showing you how that woman have dominion over you, not because of her given to, or what we given to. It ain't the woman, the man in headship. But let's finish reading. Many also have perished, have stumbled, and sinned for women. And now do you not believe me? Is not the king? Oh, he about to hit him. He about to hit him. And now do you not believe me? Is not the king great in his power? Do not all regions fear touch him? I see him, Ampe, the king's concubine, the daughter of illustrious Boudicus, sitting at right hand of the king, and taking the crown from the king's head, and setting it upon her own head. Yes, she struck the king with her left hand, wherewithal the king gaped and gazed upon her with open mouth. If she laughed upon him, he laughed also. If she took displeasure at him, and this is the part. But if she took pleasure at him, he was fain to flatter that she might be recounseled to him again. What? I'm trying to tell you, I was, my mouth was open. And I know that. I know that feeling. I've been there, done that about earlier. I don't have to be mad at him. But Yahweh said, man, you got to train your mind. I need you in leadership. I can't have you being tossed to and fro. I was going to say suckers, but no. Being tossed to and fro, you need to be in leadership. You can't be every time. You got to step out and say, this is the word, and lean on it and stand on it. This is what Yahweh said. Walk around for 2 weeks not speaking to you. Did you make the right decision? Yahweh will deal with her. If you did it in Yahweh, Yahweh will deal with her. You just have to stand on Yahweh. 31 again. And wherewithal the king great gazed upon her with open mouth. If she laughed upon him, he laughed also. But if she took pleasure at him, and that's the word right there, any displeasure at him, he was fain to flatter that she might be recounseled to him again. Oh, sirs, how can it be but women should be strong, seeing they do thus? Then the king and the nobles looked upon one another, so he began to speak concerning truth. That was a drop the mic moment, if anyone, right? They dropped the mic. Ain't nothing nobody could say. They looking around like, oh God, we really weak. We weak for that flesh. We ain't strong for that flesh. We weak. That woman run over top of us like we chump. We're supposed to be men of Yahweh. We're supposed to be the heads of the houses. That woman had dominion over you. There were. And the decisions that was made within the bed and pillow talking of the men is supposed to be with the men. That's the council. Yes, the wife is there, but she's not the council. Exodus and Shemot about the 70. When you read in Matthew about the 70, when you read in the council in Acts about the 70, about no woman being there. Not. Was in the council. A lot of pillow talking is made upon pillow talking. counsel. About the world. We ain't talking about just religious men or faith, men of faith. We talking about men across the board. The board. Fall. Sometimes that council got to be strong and cannot be triggered by any and everything and have to be counseled by Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach. He is the Nasi. He is the head of the council, Yahushua HaMashiach. And we ain't talking about just Congress. We're talking about the worldwide scattering of Israel, those who are awakening. Standing. All Israel and how that they should be governed and living. Because we are so a part of this world and we don't realize how we are part of this world. We are under dominion of the woman too. Because everything that brother said, I can contest. Yeah, I was in that boat too. I did that too. Yeah. Wife walk around here a couple days, and I'm looking for something to say, how to break the ice, and I may not have been wrong in that sense, but because in my mind I'm supposed to be the man of Yahweh, I got to break that ice. No, Yahweh leaves scriptures in there like, hey, a brawling woman will make you live up on your house. Why he say stuff like that in his word? Cause he know. No, eventually that man gonna give in. Ask Adam. Eventually, ask Shlomo. Ask all these men. By that flesh. But that's all it is. We ruled by that flesh. We want our flesh to be satisfied. We ruled by it. Actually ruling us is that flesh. But Kawa wanted that. Kawa wanted the lust of the flesh. And she got it. She got it. Even Yahweh came in and set Adam as the head. We can look 5,000 years later. Got that. You got that. So men and women have to start looking at how you in your house is trying to rule in your house and how you walk around. When that man don't do something you want or you have this pleasure with, you walk around not speaking and not talking to him, holding the flower back. Glad. Yahweh see all that. Because judgment haven't come swiftly. We think we're getting away with it. We think he don't see that. Oh, he see that. He put these things in his word. I didn't put them there. This was here thousands of years before Ariel was ever thought about. To be honest, if you really think about it. I mean, anybody who was a believer, we was already thought about before our mother and father came in the being. To be honest, if we want to stay on the spiritual side of things. But woman, watch yourself. Are you walking around that house being angry with your husband? The scripture says your chaste behavior. Husband, watch yourself. Now you being triggered by everything and how you being weak for the flesh and not standing in being a man of Yahweh. Sometimes I will make you say things and you beating yourself up terrible. But we got to say it. We got to say it because at the end of the day, it's about salvation. We better really think about that scripture. I believe it's in Kepha that even the righteous are scarcely making in. There may be some things we're doing that I just don't like. And this is a very important road to Abba. When he set up these roads, he set up his order. And we see Hillel have did a great job on it. If you listening to the word, from Kawa all the way down till today, he have done a great job on it. She ain't got to be in leadership. She's still leading. We got to watch that. We cannot be weak for the flesh. For 33 again. Then the king and the nobles looked one another. So he began to speak concerning truth. O sir, are not women strong? Great is the earth. High is the heaven. Swift is the sun, its course. For he encircles the heavens around about, and fetches his course again to his own place in one day. Is he not great that makes these things? And listen to the contrast. I do. How great we see the sun, but the one who made the sun greater. Therefore, great is truth and stronger than all these things. All the earth calls upon him, and the heavens bless him. John 17:17, I believe. Thy word is truth, right? What is his word? As the scripture says in John 1:1. So if we can use those two scriptures to set a foundation of what truth is Yahushua, right? Period, right? Truth is Yahushua. So when we come to this right here, truth, we understand he's talking about Yahushua and listen to it. So I'm going to remove her, say his or him. All the earth call upon truth, and the heavens bless him, shakes and tremble. But with him is not standing no unrighteous thing. Wine is unrighteous. The king is unrighteous. Women are unrighteous. All the children of men are unrighteous. And righteous are all such. There is no truth in them. In their unrighteousness also they shall perish. But truth remains and is stronger forever. He lives and conquers forevermore. With him there is no accepting a person or reward, but he does the things that are just and refrains from all unrighteousness and wicked things, and all men do well like of her. His works. Neither in him judgment is any unrighteous. And he is the strength, kingdom, and the power, and the majesty of all ages. Blessed be the mighty one of Yahushua HaMashiach. And with that, he tongue then shouted and said, great is Yahushua, or strong above all things. Then said the king to him, what you will, and more than is appointed in writing, and we will give it you inasmuch as you are found wiser. You shall sit next me, that's what it says, next me, I'm sorry, fam, and shall be called my cousin. Then said he to the king, to the brother's motive, though. His motive is to bring out this truth at the end. Not because he want all that what the other two brothers want. He wanted that so Yerushalayim can be returned, right? Or in our time, come down. Because that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the new Jerusalem to come down. Because we know that there's going to be a new heaven and new earth and the city, Yerushalayim, come down out of the heavens with the golden streets. That's what we're waiting for. Then said he, the king, Remember your vow, which you did vow to build Yerushalayim in the day when you came to your kingdom, and to send away all vessels that were taken out of Yerushalayim with Cyrus set apart, when he vowed to destroy Babylon and vowed to send them again there. You did also vow to build up the temple, which the Edomites burned when Judea was made desolate by the Chaldeans. And now, O Lord, the King, this is that which I require and which I desire of you, and this is the princely generosity that shall proceed from you. I pray, therefore, that you make good the vow, promise wherefore you have vowed to the King of heaven with your own mouth. Amen. Then Darius the king stood up and kissed him and wrote letters for him to all the treasurers and governors and captains and local governors that they should safely bring on their way both him and all those that should go up with him to build Yerushalayim. He wrote letters also to all the governors wherein and Phoenicia, and to them of Lebanon, and to they should bring cedar wood from Jerusalem or Lebanon to Yerushalayim, and they should build the city with them. Moreover, he wrote, for all the Yahudis should go out this realm to jewelry concerning their freedom, that no officer, no governor, no local governor, nor treasurer should forcibly enter into their doors, and that all country which they occupied should be free to them without tribute, and that the Edomites should give over the villages of the Yahudis which they held, and that they could be yearly given 20 talents to the building of the temple until the time that it were built, and the other 10 talents yearly for burnt offerings to be presented upon the altar every day as they had commanded to offer 17, and that all those who should come from Babylonia to build the city to have their freedom as well they are as their prosperity and all the priests that come. He wrote also to give them their charges, the priests' vestments within their minister, wherein they ministered, and for the Levites, he wrote their charges could be given them until the day that the house were finished and Yerushalayim built up. And he commanded to give to all that kept the city land and wages. He sent away also all the vessels from Babylon that Cyrus had set apart, and all that Cyrus had given in commandment, that the same charge he also to be done, and to set to Jerusalem, sent to Yerushalayim. Now when this young man was gone forth, he lifted up his face to heaven towards Yerushalayim and praised the King of heaven and said, from you comes victory, from you comes wisdom and the glory, and I am your servant. Blessed are you who have given me wisdom, and to you I give thanks, O Yahweh of our fathers, O mighty one of our fathers. And so he took the letters and went out and came to Babylon and told it all his kindred. And they praised the mighty one of their fathers, because he has given them freedom and liberty to go up and to build Yerushalayim and the temple which is called by his name. And they feasted with instruments of music and gladness 7 days. Amen. One more scripture before we close this out, and that is in Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spoke to me, saying, this is Yahweh's word to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of armies. And that's how we move. Not in the might of ourselves, not in the might of this world, but in the spirit of Yahweh, of Zevaot. And if we move within the spirit, he will keep. So let's continue to come out of her, my family. Let's continue to come and move and free our own minds and be servants of Yahweh and let him guide us. Let him be our counsel. Let me end with the closing benediction, and that's it. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, for giving us your word, Abba. Abba, Yah, may it be rooted and planted and rooted within us, Father. May it sprout and grow, Father. May weeds and thorns and thistles grow, Father. You prune us, Father. You continue to make us into the servants that you need us to be, Father. We thank you, Father, for continuing to keep us, Father, continue to keep your hand around us, Father, to continue to watch over us, Father. Father, because we know if we ever was able to look into that spiritual, so many penalties will be upon us, Father. But you and your angels, Son Yahushua, you keep us from hurt, harm, and danger, Father. Because as the brother said before, they don't like us, Father. As the sister spoke out of her mouth one time, Father, by that demon, Father. Humans I hate. I hate humans. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for continuing to keep us, Father. Because if they want, they will destroy us if they can. As the brother said, they cannot touch us. So continue to strengthen us, Father, in your word. Continue to strengthen us in your spirit. Continue to strengthen us in the brotherhood and the sisterhood, Father, so we can become one, Father, with you and your son. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders.
Can put some hot sauce on my head real quick?
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I want to live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife that love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these banks. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of old. I wanna give to the homeless, show them that he cares. I wanna give the homeless hope, we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keeping holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience.
I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word, he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the Spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteousness that I desire. I wanna see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in the pure, how we gon' make the higher?
Desires pure. You made my 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 desires pure.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all that you have for me. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard.
Shoulders.
You made my desires pure.
With the things of this world.
You made my desires pure.
I want to say thank you, Father.
You made my desires pure.
Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Come go with me. direction. I'll be protection forever. Open your heart to me. I'm all yours.
creator of all things. I humble myself as I bow to your throne. I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do. And let your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through. And the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I wanna make proud of what you've done, so I come to you through your Son. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for another day. My my prayer for peace. I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom.
Teach mother to pray.
I pray, and I pray, I pray that the will be done.
Count my blessings till they really high. What a life I've been seeing, we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai and even Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. A 23 isn't the one that I've been said to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last boss already called. And I've been thinking in the last day, amen. Go back to one.
Got my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die. You've been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call him Yeshua from Adonai.
David,
sing a song,
be like 51.
And I've been turning into something.
I'm a sister,
talk my language, what you're talking don't be sister to me.
Open my eyes, sing it in song.
So they really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, I have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who speak the slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Come my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah, I've been looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call you Yeshua from Adonai. You've been David,
I've
been turning into
song.
It's on my language, what you're talking don't be sent to me.
Open my eyes.
Grateful that you call me your own. Imperfect, I've tried and tried to do it alone. Yeah, yeah. But I'll never stop chasing after you. Oh, nah, yeah. But as long as the sun rises, I'll keep on running, running. You have the final word. All I see is you. You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms. You wrapped me in your warm embrace. When the storms keep raging on, I close my eyes, cause that's the way I can hear your voice. And I shut my mind from all the troubles that just may come, yeah. And I trust your word, cause that's the way I keep holding on and on. Oh,
but as long as the sun rises,
long as the sun rises,
I'll keep on running, running, running.
You have the final word.
Oh,
all I see is you. Yeah. You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms. You wrapped me in your warm embrace.
I don't have to cry no more. Don't have to cry no more. You've made me whole again. You've made me whole again. I don't have to cry no more. Don't have to cry. You wrapped me in your arms.
Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms, wrapped me in your warm embrace.
All I see is you, oh God, only you.
You're bigger than any situation. Even when I thought it was over, yeah, you came and wrapped me in your arms.
Egbe Yahweh Soke Egbe Yahweh Soke Egbe Yahweh Soke
Yahweh,
Soke,
Soke.